T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When I walk in a club. All right, tap me. Just open. People are coming in. I imagine we'll see towers of beer floating around in moments.
Yep.
Fired up.
See, we got some fit right here.
Yeah, we could fit one. It's official. When you hear that song and PFT comments and joins the program,
tower of non-alcoholic beer.
It is then Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, amazingly smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Vodka Red Bull Friday starts now. PFT, what up, man? How are you, buddy?
Happy March, guys. The best
What's
sports
up,
weekend
brother?
Of the year. Without a doubt.
How's your bracket looking, PFT?
Busted. It's busted, B-Mitch.
You had Kentucky as well?
I had Kentucky winning a couple games. I got JMU going to the Sweet 16. So as long as that hits, then I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I did not see the Jack Gokul experiment paying off big time. How you say his name again? Gokul? The Jack Gokul experiment?
Yeah.
That dude could shoot,
was
man.
Incredible. That was so much fun to watch.
PFT, I'm pulling for JMU. JP pulling for App State still.
No, I'm rooting for JMU today all the way.
You're an App State guy.
You can't jump on our bandwagon.
You can't jump on our bandwagon.
You're
man.
A Louisiana guy.
Hey, but I took them when Louisiana was out of it early.
Dude, so JMU is the last hope for, well, I guess Longwood too. I don't want to disrespect Longwood. But JMU is kind of, did you see what happened with UVA the other night?
That was an embarrassment to the state of Virginia. That was an embarrassment to Thomas Jefferson. That was an embarrassment to the state of basketball. That was an embarrassment to just everything that we've grown to love and cherish about March. It was disgusting. And maybe the worst part about it, if you're a UVA fan, I'm not saying anything that UVA fans don't know. I am friends with a lot of UVA guys, and they did not really want to be in. They were glad to be in the tournament just because they're like, oh, hey, cool, we made the tournament. They don't want their brand of basketball exposed to a larger audience in the state that it is right now. So what they've got going right now is just it's a far cry from what it was when they won the championship. I don't know if Tony Bennett's going to be able to adapt to anything. But the worst part about the Colorado State loss to Texas yesterday was Colorado State scored, 11 points in the first half? And UVA fans couldn't make fun of them. UVA fans were just hoping. They were just hoping and waiting for one team, just one team, to have a worse offensive output in the first half than they did. And they got one team that did it. The only problem is it's a team that smoked them. So I do feel bad for UVA fans. But guess what? JMU is a basketball school. It's a football school. It's a baseball school. It's a men's rugby school. It's an everything school. So JMU is I can't believe that we're actually playing – against Wisconsin in the tournament tonight. It's not something that you ever expect as a Dukes fan. The basketball team was very much an afterthought when I went to school there.
One of my friends told me, take JMU, dude.
Yeah, same guy that called an Oakland upset yesterday. So we're kind of listening.
I like that the guy's got some credentials, some pedigree. But I don't like that JMU has become the school that everybody is picking. You know, it's like it's the trendy 12-5 this year. I'm not feeling very comfortable about that. I do appreciate the support, but I don't know. I guess this is what people deal with every March. If you go to a school that's got a good basketball program, you have this like uncertainty. You're excited. I'm just pumped, man. I'm going to be at the game tonight. I'm going to be saying it loud, saying it proud. I'm going to be in Brooklyn. Hopefully, get to sneak over and watch a little bit of the Vermont Duke game. Hopefully, the Catamounts will be just whomping Duke. That would be great. That would be such a nice little treat.
Other than JMU beating Wisconsin.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this real quick, PFT. You're going to the game tonight in Brooklyn. Are you going to be wearing a tuxedo? I heard that on the podcast, but I'm not sure if that was accurate.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've got a wedding that I'm going to. I'm actually packing my stuff right now, and I'm about to fly from Chicago to Brooklyn for this wedding that I've had planned for the last 8 months. Wow. Just if you're getting married, just make sure to look at a calendar and make sure that it's not during the first weekend of March Madness. Just doing everybody a favor out there by passing that word along. but it's a friend, so I made a commitment to go to it. So I'm going to be out there for a wedding today, and the wedding is about 10 minutes away from Barclays. And I've timed it out where it looks like the ceremony and the reception will be getting done just before tip. So I'm going to go straight from the wedding, probably quite inebriated. If I know my wedding behavior and the trend that it's been following in the past, the advanced stats and sabermetrics say that PFT will be very drunk by this time.
The advanced stats.
So I'm gonna head on over to Barclays, and then there's no time for me to change because I can't go back to my hotel. Not enough time for that. So I'm just gonna be rocking the tux at the game tonight.
So who's not the basketball fan? The wife or the husband?
I don't think either one of them is.
Now you know they aren't.
Yeah,
really.
Pick your friends better.
I'm actually not that sure. I'm going to guess that the couple is not college basketball fans if they schedule the wedding for this weekend on a Friday. But I'm going to have my phone. I'm going to be the most antisocial person in the world. The trick
Sound
is
like
I'm
somebody
gonna,
else I know.
Yeah, I do that frequently.
I'm going to have to find like two or three people. Like, we'll make eye contact when we go in, like we're the members of, like, some underground French resistance army, and we'll just make eye contact with each other and be like, okay, yeah, you're one of us. You're one of us. Okay, we'll have a table in the back with the games on our phones.
PFT, you'll like this. At Brian's daughter's wedding, it was also the U.S. Open golf tournament that weekend, and during dinner, I had my phone out and was watching it, and my wife was giving me a hard time. She's like, put that away. And then B came over and started watching it, too. So that kind of bailed me out.
Hey, I put money. I paid for this thing. I can watch what the hell I want to play.
So, that's right.
So, PFT, what other than JMU, as I was stating, what's the other upset you're looking for today?
Okay, other upset I'm looking for today. I'm trying to remember the games that are going on this afternoon. I like the under in Marquette. I know that Western Kentucky puts up a lot of shots, but the thing is they shoot a lot, but they don't make a lot of shots. So perfect game to bet the under on, especially since, like, if you're not going to be watching that one, unfortunately, I can't watch that game. So I'm just going to hammer the under, and then I'm going to check my phone later, and hopefully that one is going to hit. Give me what are some of the other long shots that are playing this afternoon? I don't have the schedule in front of me right now.
You know what's interesting, I think, anyway? I root for Bama, but they don't play a whole lot of defense, and Charleston could score. That's an interesting one that is kind of, like you said, like, JMU is this super popular underdog today, so I'm kind of trying to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
they
don't
have some faith.
Yeah, I think.
You're right about Charleston, though. You're right about the Alabama game. Like, Alabama, it's not just that they don't really play defense. They don't even try. They don't. I think Stanford Steve put it best. He said they don't even pretend to play defense. They don't make it look like they're trying to play defense.
I think it's like a strategy, dude. Like, I think they're so focused on being up-tempo and scoring a lot. Like, remember, who was the dude that coached the Suns for a while and then went to the Knicks, D'Antoni or whatever, and everything was predicated on being 7 seconds or fewer? It almost seems like they're going for something like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, they do not care about defense. They think they can outscore you. They've got some good players, but they don't have, like, the beasts that they've had in the past. They don't have, like, any absolutely dominant guys. So I guess, you know what? And let's get this narrative going, too. Nate Oates, he might have 1 foot out the door. He might be thinking about that Kentucky job that might be open.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Like, well, he got a massive contract extension to stick around at Alabama after the Michigan opening happened. So he's coached in Michigan before. So they locked him up, but if there's one school that would be able to pay a buyout to get a basketball coach, it would be Kentucky, and it would be a double buyout to buy out Nate Oates, and then
Coach
to also buy out the rest of Cal's contract. Which, like, you know, we talked about Texas A&M and that job opening back in the fall, and how sometimes the buyout at A&M is tied to the price of oil, since so many Aggies own so much oil that they're able to afford stupider stuff. When the price of oil goes up, so the price of oil went up this fall, boom, they had a massive check for Jimbo Fisher. I need to find out what the Kentucky equivalent of oil is to see, like, how the alumni – how do the alumni come into a windfall? Is it, like, the price of bourbon? Like, the price of, like,
Racehorse stock. What do they call – what do you sell for – when a racehorse goes to stud, that might be how
– stud fee.
Stud fee. That might be how Kentucky comes up with Coach Cal's buyout is stud fees.
The price of thoroughbred sperm is what you're saying. If thoroughbred, I'm going to check the markets after I get off the call.
I led you there, PFT, but I certainly wanted you to say it, so I appreciate
it. Thoroughbred sperm on Google after I get off. And,
don't do that on a work server, bro.
please don't.
Dude, one play I like, and yesterday the only play that went well for me was my first play that I liked. San Diego State UAB, that game is in Spokane, and it's a 10:45 local start. I'm taking the under on that all day.
Yeah, that's too early.
Or Purdue.
The schedule at all.
They're playing Purdue, I promise you.
Yeah, I know that. I'm looking on this one schedule. It's not there at all.
Are you guys rooting for Purdue to
No, I'm rooting for Grambling. I'm rooting for everybody that plays Purdue because JB picked them to win.
I think Purdue could get that UVA bounce.
He despises Purdue.
I hate
but he
Purdue.
Picked them to win the whole thing.
I'm fading myself.
I don't understand.
I don't know. You think Purdue can actually break through?
I don't. Like, everything about it says, yeah, much better team, much different team. But everything about them being Purdue tells me they'll find a way to choke it away at some point.
Purdue.
It's hard to overcome. They've got full-blown Purdue.
Yeah,
and it takes a lot to overcome that, and I think that they've got I'll say this about Zach Edey, he looks like he sometimes enjoys playing basketball this season, so that's nice. He's improved a little bit, whereas in seasons past he looked like he was playing basketball just because he wanted to be able to tell people that he played basketball when they see how tall he is and they ask him, oh, did you play basketball?
Right.
I feel like that. Like it doesn't feel like he loves the sport that much, but he does. This year, he's actually improved a whole lot, and he's slightly less awkward to watch. So I don't think they get upset in the first round. I don't think that Matt Painter is going to have that happen to him two seasons in a row. But I don't have them winning at all. I got Houston, Tennessee, UNC, UConn in the Final Four, and Tennessee looked great yesterday.
They did.
Feeling pretty good about that one because they stunk in the SEC tournament. But Dalton Connect is a monster. Zakai Ziegler. Muscovy, they're a pretty complete team. They just have to overcome Rick Barnes.
Yeah, which is not that easy. I went UConn, Baylor, Purdue, and Houston, and I hate Purdue, and I don't like the pick, but that kind of makes me like it more in a very weird, twisted sense. B-Mitch went UConn all the way. B-Mitch also had Mississippi State in the Final
Four.
I
was trying to be friendly with Fred, but I'm going to go back to just disliking him all the time.
That was disgusting, B-Mitch. B-Mitch, that game, I actually don't think that Mississippi State practices 5 days a week.
They should have been the Mississippi State.
I think they practice, like, if you watch the way they played, they looked like a team that practices like a youth sports team. It's like Tuesdays and Thursdays, practice goes from 5 until 6:30, and they show up for the game. Like, make sure to be there 30 minutes early to get a quick stretch in before we get started. They didn't know how to run an offense. They were just like set one pick, and then everyone would just kind of stand around. It looked like a men's league game out there. It was painful, painful basketball to watch. And now people are saying, like, oh, is Tom Izzo, is he back? Is this one of his better coaching jobs because he won one game in the NCAA tournament?
And in reality, though,
let's not forget, though, I just want to say for the record, Mississippi State stunk. They were
PFT. We have proud Mississippi State alum Fred Smoot here to defend his alma mater.
Oh, Smoot's there.
You know it, and you know the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They let me down yesterday, and I thought it was. You know, I'm a defensive guy. You know, playing that cornerback, and I just thought the defense was just gonna come around, but they never just came around, man. So the Bulldogs out until the draft, man. Until the draft.
That is our very own version of Fred Smoot.
Yeah.
We're workshopping this thing, but we got something there.
Okay, yeah, I love it. A fun fact about Fred Smoot, he invented Twitter. Did you guys know that?
No.
Oh, you think he did?
I could see him claiming that.
Yeah, his Smoot Smack, smootsmack.com, which was a website that you could get onto and just, like, talk trash to each other. He invented Twitter.
That's
so
great.
Credit to him.
We'll let Fred's cameo there. Thank you, Fred. Transition us just to a little bit of football. Commanders today are in Michigan watching J.J. McCarthy. They were at USC watching Caleb Williams. Next week they'll go to LSU and Carolina to watch Jaden Daniels and Drake May. How do you like the approach of, yo, we're going to look at everybody and everything with this number two overall pick?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what you got to do that. You got to do your homework. You got to do your due diligence or whatever they call it when people try to sound smart. I think that they're probably just using it as like an excuse to take some team trips to like bond with each other, get to know each other a little bit, understand each other's process, learn how they work with each other. I think like it's about more than just like meeting with J.J. McCarthy. I don't think you're gonna know anything from sitting down with a guy that would make you be like, oh, you know what? I think we'll take J.J. number two overall because he was so impressive at this dinner. Like, that's how you get yourself in trouble. That's how the Bears ended up drafting Mitch Trubisky, because they were impressed that he drove like a 1999 Toyota Camry or something like that to the dinner. So they're like, wow, this guy gets it. Or how the dude from the Panthers, Tepper, last year was so impressed with Bryce Young's order at dinner where he got like scallops. He got scallops in a salad that he's like, this is a franchise quarterback. I don't think it's about that sort of thing. I think it's about just being around the people that you're going to be working with, understanding them and their process, and at the same time, you're almost like getting reps in on your own of evaluating different guys. So I'm fine with meeting with everyone. But all that said, I would like to make a formal announcement. I want Jaden Daniels. I'm officially on the Jaden Daniels train. That's what I want. Number two, I want Jaden Daniels. I've been watching his highlights nonstop for the last like 2 weeks. And I watched every single LSU game this year. I hadn't watched as much Drake May until a couple weeks ago. I started diving in, watching some of his games this season. Jaden Daniels, it's got to be Jaden, man. That dude is electric. That's a guy that he can pass better than Lamar out of college. He's a dynamic runner, almost as good as Lamar out of college, and he's only going to get better. And the improvement that he's had in just the last two seasons tells me that he's a hard worker. He studies, and he's dedicated to making himself better. I like this dude. I think that the upside on him is like our very own Lamar Jackson. He's that good. And I started to talk myself out of it a little bit a couple of days ago because I was, you know, like you can't be too sure. You've been bit by that snake so many times before. You're like, I don't, maybe this isn't the right quarterback. But the one downside would be that he's kind of built like RG3 a little bit in terms of like not having that much meat on his bones. He's a little skinny, but he's bigger. He's thicker than Lamar. And Lamar does a great job. He's shown that you can be a smaller running quarterback and avoid taking hits if you're smart about it. The only problem is that Jaden needs to learn how to avoid taking big shots because he doesn't have that skill just yet, but he's improved so much in every other asset of his game that I'm pretty sure that he can dedicate himself to it and improve on that, if for no other reason than to be like, hey, when you get hit at this next level, it's going to hurt. You don't want to get yourself hurt, all right? So I think that Jaden can overcome that, and I think that, you know, maybe we'll get him a little bit fat once he moves to D.C.
He could come to 54-35. I'll take care of him. I'll get
there
him fat.
There you go, yeah.
I'll get him a little thicker, not fat.
So, PFT, you'll actually Matt. Appreciate this. I talked with somebody in the scouting community earlier this week, and he said by far the most important thing at the LSU Pro Day is when Jaden Daniels weighs in, and he says – he expects him to be over 210, and as long as he comes in over 210, that question's over.
Yeah, good.
I'm
and then
send him
you know
a brick,
what?
5-pound brick. Put it in your pocket.
You know what? Say what you want about the NFLPA team grades that the Commanders got this year, but our strength and conditioning staff got an A. They're the only ones
there
that got an A. So we'll get him in there. We'll send him down to Ben's Chili Bowl. I'm going to just have him like beer bonging chili for about
all he needs
weeks.
Is half smokes all day.
Half smokes all day. We'll get him over at the
half smokes all day, Mike. I don't know that you can run like that kid likes to run after a bunch of half smokes.
We just
man.
Need 5 pounds on him. We don't need to get 50 on him.
I think, dude, J.J. McCarthy at the combine weighed in at 219. Mm-hmm. J.J. McCarthy at Michigan was listed at 202. These dudes have millions of dollars on the line, and they have nutritionists and whatever else. I think the weight question will be answered next week. And frankly, I look forward to it being
Wake up,
answered.
Drink a heavy shake,
a little
get
bit.
Your big breakfast, go weigh, and then do your rest of your stuff later.
PFT, do you think there's any way it's not Caleb at one? Because I don't.
No. No, it's Caleb. It's Caleb. That's a done deal. And it's been very funny also living here in Chicago now, getting to listen to like local sports talk radio. And the different cycles they've gone through with the Justin Fields saga. And it reminds me a whole lot of the Robert Griffin saga in D.C. at the time. Like, there's a split faction of the fan base that wants Justin around. Some people wanted a fresh start. Hell, some of the people wanted Tyson Badgett to start this season after he got in for a couple games. So it's been a lot of drama here. And the general consensus is the Bears got fleeced in the trade with the Steelers. They got like a six-round pick that could turn into a fourth. But they're doing it to make Justin happy and to send him to a place where he might have an opportunity to start, because there is a lot of like sentimental ties, and Justin's a good guy and people around here like him. So there's a lot of that, but also I heard this very funny thing the other day, like people in Chicago are already planning ahead because they're like, well, we don't have a backup. So if Caleb Williams does get hurt, how much do you think it would cost to get Justin Fields back in town?
Oh, Lord,
so like
mercy.
They're not, it's like a breakup. It's like a breakup where you're like, well, maybe one day we can get back together. You never know. Like maybe time makes you stronger. Maybe you love something, you set it free. If it was meant to be, it was meant to be. Bring it back, but
dude, be happy though. As much as that Chicago thing is unfolding, be happy that you kind of get to miss the thing at home right now, which is there is the Jaden Daniels camp and the Drake May camp. And despite neither of these dudes having ever thrown a pass in the NFL, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people convinced that they know one or the other is the right answer, where, frankly, I don't think anybody knows.
Nope.
Okay, so don't get me wrong.
If the people picking them don't know, the people that's on Twitter damn sure don't know.
If we draft Drake May and not Jaden Daniels, I will change my tune 100% within seconds. I'm going to be like, I was always a Drake May guy. I'll go back. I'll find all his best throws. I'll make a highlight compilation. I'll set Here Comes the Boom as a soundtrack to it. I'll play that over and over and over again. And I'm going to convince myself he's the guy. But I think I've seen enough to – I know what I want right now, and that's Jaden Daniels. And I very rarely reach that place where I'm like – where I'm feeling confident about something, where I think that I'm right. I actually do think I'm right about Jaden Daniels. But if I'm wrong and we take Drake, I'm going to be all in on Drake. So, whatever direction we go in, this next season is about to be a whole lot of fun. But in terms of the Caleb Williams talk, I think we can put that one to bed. The Bears are going to take Caleb Williams, and he's not going to pull an Eli Manning. He's not going to demand a trade to our beloved historic franchise instead of playing for the Bears. It's just not going to happen that way. Not going to shake out. So let's focus on what we have, because what we have is such an awesome opportunity for next season to get an impactful player, like maybe a generational talent in D.C., maybe somebody that you're going to grow up or your kids are going to grow up rooting for. Like let's focus on how awesome this opportunity we have right now. So I'm pumped.
Yeah, I think that's the right attitude, man. Yo, safe travels. Go Dukes. Right, thank you for the time, brother.
Go Dukes. Go Dukes. Down all Bucky. Right. Up yours, Bucky the Badger. I'm coming for you.
You and Big Cat, good luck, man. I hope you survive. Thank you, man.
All right, see you guys.
That's our guy, PFT Commenter. Look for him on TV tonight at the JMU Wisconsin game. He'll be the guy in a suit, in a tuxedo. Coming from a wedding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull song if I ever heard one. It's getting going here at TAP. Our guy Drew Cohen is here. Shout out to Drew. Drew, what are you starting the day with? That looks like a brown cocktail. Drew is a true legend. It's 11:30, and my man is drinking an old-fashioned. That's how you know it's going to be a good day.
5 o'clock somewhere.
There's something I want to address. Plus, we got Big Travis coming up at 11:45, who correctly called the Oakland win yesterday. So we're going to see what Big Trav likes today.
Yeah.
That is Big Trav from BetOnBlack.com, B. Mitch's buddy. I want to talk about the acceptance, the emergence of advanced analytics in football, and like when that happened, that these numbers became gospel, and a real problem I have in the evaluation process with that. You're also going to hear from Cornelius Lucas. Big Luke re-signed with the Commanders. We're going to do that in the 12 o'clock hour. But real quick, I had to tell just a story. One of the things I think Brian and I love about being out of the prison cell studio is, one, we're out of a prison cell. But
yeah,
two,
we get to see people.
You get to interact with people. And there's a really nice woman here named Terry Mays, who works at the Washington Post in the advertising department. And she was really, really nice. She came over, said hello. And this doesn't happen very often, Lamphill, so buckle up. She knew who I was and had no idea who B. Mitch was. Now, that does not happen. Now, we hang out a fair amount, and most of the time people are like, oh, can I get a picture? And I'm like, sure, and they hand me their phone to take a picture of them with Brian. That's generally how the operation goes. But Terry was really nice, so then I introduced her to Brian, and then B was polite, and they had a good conversation, as always. And then it was, what do you figure, B, 5 minutes, 3 minutes later?
Yeah, about five.
Terry came back over and she said, oh my God, I texted my husband. He said, you're there with B. Mitch? And then she asked for a photo with Brian. And I said, yeah, that sounds about right. That's usually how this goes. Does that sound about right to you, Landy?
It was cool.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, that's that it's good to be B. Mitch, man.
She probably recognized your giant ears, though, JP.
The ears are a factor.
You can't miss them.
Well, you know what? When I had my headset on, which pins my ears down like a pro wrestler, she didn't recognize me. But when I then stood up and had my ears showing in their full glory, that's when she came over. So
you
you're
take the headphones off, she says, that's either a baby elephant or J.P. Finley.
Oh, Lord, Lanford, you're killing them.
All right. I want to talk about one thing real quick. And B, all of you feel free to disagree with me. Pro Football Focus was originally built to be a tool for scouts, and it gained such immediate commercial success with fans because NFL fans are just so obsessed with the game, and there's this like burning desire to be smarter than the guy you're arguing with on Twitter.
Yeah.
That Pro Football Focus allows these metrics for people to do that. I'm not knocking PFF. I think PFF has value, but it's also incredibly speculative and not always correct.
They don't know. They don't normally know exactly what the team is looking for.
Right. Now, a lot of times,
what the guy was trying to do.
Well, now they have. There's also the PFF Pro product they sell that a lot of teams subscribe to. So there are aspects of it that are right, that are very contextual driven, and are smart. They're a good tool to have in your toolbox. It is hardly gospel, and I think people have started to treat it such as gospel. Okay, and that's on the pro level.
Yeah.
Here's where I have a problem. College football is really, really different from pro football.
1,000%.
And the level of competition that college teams face varies dramatically from week to week. Dramatically from week to week, uh-huh. Okay? In the NFL, even the bad teams are still giving you a baseline. Like the baseline of college football, not to mention that there's 10 times as many teams. There's 300 teams compared to 32. But, like, the bad is really bad, and the offenses are so different, and the defenses are so different, and the rules are so different. So I say all this that the folks that want to send me PFF metrics based on college football, on sack rates and pressure rates and scramble rates and big-time throw rates and turnover-worthy play rates and all of these things in college football, I'm not sure that we can definitively trust everybody that scouts and grades for PFF doing their pro football product, okay?
Yeah.
I sure as hell don't for college football. I just think if my man Corey, I'm not knocking you, CQ's 44. I appreciate you being part of the discourse. But I want to be clear that when you send me the graph of Jaden Daniels' scramble rate to his pressure and sack rate, I think we really need to chill out on trying.
What is he trying to say?
That Daniels takes a lot of sacks.
Well, I would just say this.
When
Greg,
he's pressured.
Greg Cosell called him to this show, and I put a lot of faith in Greg Cosell, and not somebody that's just throwing a graph out there. And the man talked about how well he was as a pocket passer and doing things of that nature. I don't really care about what most people say.
If
you're not at Greg's level, I'm not listening to you.
I just think you really, really got to be cautious applying analytical data that is sold to the public on the college level. I'm going to leave it at that.
I have to believe that they're not giving you everything exactly as the pros will see it.
I don't think there is enough depth of coverage and consideration. Like, because frankly, if you are going to give me analytics on college quarterbacks, I don't want to see any of them from the three cupcakes they play a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it moves the baseline so far. I would frankly only want to see it in conference play. And then how can you compare? I think it's overly simplistic to say, well, Jaden did it in the SEC, which is the toughest conference. It is. And how do you compare that to the ACC? Like, I just think you're not close to comparing apples to apples. I think you're comparing apples to eggplants. We'll be right back. All right, so last night, say it was 9:30-ish when that Kentucky game went final.
Uh-huh.
My Twitter, now people are smart. They tweet me because they know B-Mitch isn't going to respond. My Twitter started blowing up with, yo, B-Mitch's buddy called Oakland beating Kentucky. And it's easy for everybody to be like, man, who on earth thought Oakland would beat Kentucky? Well, our next guest did.
Big Trav did
for betonblack.com. Big Trav. What did you like about Oakland going into that game? You're the only dude in America.
Well, let me tell you why. Because as Brian knows, I'm a junkie of all sports, but I love college sports. So when this time of year comes around after college football's over, I go right in to watch a lot of college basketball. And I watch the Horizon League. I watch the Big West. I watch everything and see what these schools are going to be about when they come into March. And watching Oakland play the way they played in the Horizon League final, I said, this team is prime, just like FAU last year. And I said the same thing, and I said, Oakland's going to do well, and I think Oakland's going to go to the Sweet 16. They'll probably get defeated there, but they're going to beat NC State tomorrow. I put money on that.
Wow.
So the question I'm asking is, why didn't you tell anybody else about this damn
three-point
shooter?
He told you.
Well, he didn't tell me about the three-point shooter. When he said they were going to win, I'm still a little hesitant, but I see the guy shooting last night. I'm like, damn.
Cousin, let me tell you right now. When I left, after you called me, I went to my friend's bar, right? I came in there. They gave me a standing ovation because I've been talking about Oakland for 2 months. I walked in the door. They were like, Big Trav, you a bad mother, man. Here come a shot of air, this, that, and the other, man. You made me some money. And
all right, one of my boys that. Big Trav, here's what's important. And I'm very happy that you made some money yesterday, and that when you walked into the bar, you got the standing ovation. Like, I'm happy about all that, but we're not living in the past. We're living in the now and the future. And after the day I had yesterday, I need to make some money. Give me some winners, Big Trav.
Okay, well I'm gonna let you right now. What I guarantee today, JMU's winning. JMU's gonna beat Wisconsin outright. That's money. That's juice there at +108. Go make that money. Go make that money right now. And I really believe New Mexico is going to beat up on Clemson today. I like Clemson New Mexico plays a nice, good game. They don't have big, tall guys. They're all like 6'9", just like Oakland, right? They're not real big guys, but they play well together. And JMU's that same type of team as well, because that kid Edwards and Bickerstaff are really good players. And Wisconsin has not been really steady this year. You know what I'm saying? So those are my two ones. And my other one that's betting-wise, I think Vermont will cover that 12.5 that against Duke.
All right.
Let me ask you this question.
I like all those.
So we have this little thing with Purdue. You think Purdue can win this whole thing?
Is it Purdue or Purdue?
I have a bracket that has Purdue going all the way, but I really don't trust them. The only two teams I really trust in there this year is North Carolina and UConn.
I mean, you can't trust Purdue. There's just like if you date a woman that cheats on you every year, you can't trust her. Like that's just
Lord
that simple.
But
I do think coming off the loss to the 16 seed, it worked for UVA. Maybe it'll work for Purdue. So what do you? I appreciate the picks, right? So you're telling me JMU, you're telling me New Mexico, and you're telling me Vermont. Now the only problem
covering the point.
I'm with you. Now the only problem with that, Big Trav, is those games don't come on for a while. I need action, and I need it probably in about 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, I'm a big FAU fan of last year, but just like St. Peter's, who got their butts destroyed yesterday, they're not the same team. So I take Northwestern in this next game, and I put a little bit on it. I wouldn't put a whole lot, but I think Northwestern wins this game outright. I'm not going to cover the spread. I'll just do money line and make what I can on this game coming up at 12:15.
How you like? I'd like the under there. How you feel about the under, Big Trav?
That might be a good play. But I think the guarantee play is the win.
Okay. And Travis, what do you think? Our assistant producer Jeff, well known for his picks. He had Kentucky winning it all. Do you have any information for Jeff?
And also,
I don't understand anybody that believes in the SEC. I don't get it. This is not college football. This is basketball, and this is not a great year in the SEC. Tennessee has been really good, but not the best. Auburn's been pretty good, but not the best. The SEC is down this year, and Kentucky has been not all that at all. And I was like, why pick Kentucky? They haven't done anything to impress me all year long. And
so Jeff,
that's why they got it.
Jeff, what did they do that impressed you so much that you had them winning the title?
They wear blue?
No. What it was that it was a lot of talk about Kyler Perry and, you know, him losing his job.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it my way. About him losing his job and things.
Kyler Perry.
They started off pretty good at the beginning of this season. I was like, okay, he found a solution. I'm going to root for him. They made it to the tournament. I stuck to my guns. I was going to root for him. I like Rob Dillingham. We all have our dog. Just like you got Oakland, you probably think they going far. You know,
he's got him in the Sweet 16. So, Trev, can I ask you something? Are you a Maryland guy or a Virginia guy?
I am from New York, Brooklyn, New York, but I'm a Maryland fanatic.
Yo, so am I. Shout out to Maryland baseball. They got it cooking right now.
Amen.
Maryland basketball, not so much.
Oh my God! Don't get me started with that.
What needs to happen here? I need tell me something good. What do I? Give me something. I'm a Terp, man. Madness without Maryland in it sucks.
It sucks. And being a guy that's been going to that campus since 1980, I love everything about that school. But what's been happening since they've been in the Big Ten is deplorable. Yes, they got a lot of money. The campus is prettier, this, that, and the other. But we've lost fans. We're not getting the recruits. It's an issue all over. It's good the football team getting better, but the basketball team is really taking a strong dip. Something needs to change, and it's got to be recruiting, and we got to start doing something to get some good players here, because that's what we used to have years ago. But since we've been in the Big Ten, we haven't
Everybody
done
else
crap.
Paying. It's legal to pay now. You better pay them. Well, somebody to pay them.
Maybe, you know, I know that.
Trav, maybe all the money you made on Oakland, you can start contributing a little, all right? Help the Terps out.
I'm making some good money. I ain't making that kind of money.
All right, so Big Trav, today, JMU, New Mexico and Vermont all taking the points. You go 2-1 today. You're coming back on next week. All right, sir?
Hey, man. Y'all, Brian's known me for a long time. If JP, love you, man. Y'all have a great day today and make some money.
All right, brother. Take care, Trav.
We're keeping. Thank you, Trav. We're keeping college hoops going. Next, our guy Troy Macker from Bet Rivers will join us looking around all the action today where the money is. Then you're going to hear from Cornelius Lucas. We're going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything at 1 o'clock. Just getting warmed up. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.